And finally on this broadcast, we remain in Nottingham. We're going to listen to a speech given by my colleague Simon Richards, who's in charge of the Freedom Association. Now, Better Off Out is associated with the Freedom Association, all part of the same umbrella group, if you like. So have a listen to what Simon's talking about. He does touch on Europe, but he also covers a whole load of other subjects, which I think you might find interesting.
I don't know how I follow that, ladies and gentlemen, but thank you so much, Joe. And I do think, I don't go overboard and everything, but I do think you're incredibly lucky to have somebody of Joe's ability doing this. And I'm very impressed by the whole of this setup, and it's great to see so many of you here. And a fantastic lineup, after me, anyway, of speakers you've got. So I really hope you're going to have a superb couple of days here. And I have to say that I was a little bit surprised when I saw where you were meeting, the Osborne Suite. I've heard George Osborne called a few things, but never sweet. But I hope that despite that, you're going to have a great time here. And I think it's also quite an inspired place to pick Nottingham, actually. Because Nottingham, as I'm sure any of you here who know your Robin Hood will be aware, Nottingham was the home of the real sort of baddies, the Sheriff of Nottingham, who grasped people's money. And really things haven't changed that much because it's also the headquarters of the Inland Revenue. So somebody at that organisation, I think, has a bit of a sense of humour. And actually that brings me on to what I want to talk about, which is that I think that your body is, as Joe mentioned and stuff, you are a quite unique body, not only in that you're the only youth organisation calling to leave the European Union and to free Britain from the EU, but you're also to the best of my knowledge, the only major youth organisation linked to any party that is actually in favour of more freedom and more liberty, more individual liberty, all of the other parties to varying degrees, they all deny it, but they are all to varying degrees in favour of a bigger state. They probably like that gigantic Inland Revenue building to be even bigger than it already is, and I think that's something you should all be very, very proud of, and something you should really hold dear. And not give up lightly. And I want to tell you a bit of a cautionary tale, if I may. During my sort of lifetime, that goes practically back to Sir Queen Victoria, the political landscape in this country was dominated by the growth of one party. It came from almost nowhere. And it was a party that back in 1970 only had six MPs. And they went on to win by-election after by-election, council after council. They soared in their support, not only in the opinion polls, but in the number of MPs. And eventually, of course, they took power. Now, I'm talking, of course, about the Liberal Democrats. If you look at most of the last 30 years of the Liberal Democrats, it was almost an unrelieved success. They went from, and I know that quite a few people in UKIP, the people who've masterminded many of UKIP's successes in the local elections, have modelled themselves on the very brilliant tactics that the Lib Dems deployed to win around the country. But of course, you all know that it all ended rather badly for the Lib Dems. At the last general election, so after 45 years, I mentioned they in 1970 they had six seats, they now have eight. So in 45 years, they've had a net gain of two MPs. Now you would be quite right to comment, given the shocking fact that UKIP gained 4 million votes and only one seat, to say, well, there's more to life than the number of MPs, and that is true. But I think what's much more sad for the Liberal Democrats is that not only did they not succeed as they wanted in terms of power, but that they, in doing so, they gave up their principles. And it's Nick Clegg, sorry, he's only complaining about me, but they gave up their principles as well, and I think that's much more sad. And they did it for power. And where have they ended up? Nowhere. And I think when you look at what happened to the Lib Dems, their skill, which did them very well for a long time, was to be trying to be all things to all men. So if you went down into the southwest of England, the sort of part of the world I come from, the Lib Dems there used to sort of actually talk quite a vaguely Eurosceptic talk, you know, because they knew that's what people like to hear. And if you went to, say, the northeast of England, they'd come out sort of talking, you know, quite socialist. Of course, that can succeed in the short term. Ultimately, it leads to ruin. I'm sure some of you will realise that, you know, I'm just trying to give, if I may, I suppose a bit of a warning for UKIP, it's very easy to chase after short-term votes and to throw away your principles. But in the long term, it's sticking to your principles, sticking to what you believe in. That's what really matters, and I think that that is what you should be doing as a party. So, and the glorious thing I think about Young Independents, it's an organisation I supported right from the very start, and I have to say that we've often held some receptions and joint events with YI at UK party conferences, because I was always quite keen to encourage them. And I can tell you, when we first started doing that, you could have got all of the YI people on just one of these tables. And that was even when we were providing free drink as well. So I think, you know, that the progress that you guys have made is just phenomenal, and I really do applaud you for it. But I think what's also impressed me enormously about YI is that that you do seem to care about principles, and you have a belief in that word, independence. And independence is more than just the independence of our country from the EU. I could go on talking forever about the iniquities of the EU. You know all about that, and Nigel will do it a lot better than I can. So I don't want to talk about that now. But it's actually our own independence as individuals that matters. And there's not a single party in the country at the moment, other than UKIP, that is giving any serious thought to that. And I think it's something, as I say, you should be enormously proud of, and you should, I think, value your freedoms. I was watching a programme about the BBC the other day, where it showed that Peter Sellers, who's a comedian from sort of long before your time, and he was sort of begging, he was asking the favour of somebody at the BBC to ask if they could help him apply for a telephone. That's what it, and it sounds ridiculous, but there was a time in this country when the GPO, which is now Telecom, was the sole provider, the monopoly provider of telephones, and you had to sort of, you know, try and curry favours with people to get a phone. Can you imagine that? And there is no need for the state to be involved in so much of what we do. Most of the things in your lives are so much better done by you as individuals, making your own decisions, by small businesses, which are the biggest growing sector in this economy. And there's far too much dependence on the state. If the weather's bad, what's the government going to do about it? It's down to people to take responsibility for their own lives. And I think that's something that I, you know, when I was in prehistoric days when I was at university, I was massively influenced by two books mainly. One was George Orwell's Animal Farm, which taught me that socialism, call it whatever you like, simply does not work. The state is not the way to run things. Brilliantly said. If you haven't read that book, I do urge you to. And it's nice and small too, which is quite rare. I do like a small book. And the other one, another small book, is Hayek's Road to Serfdom. And that, to this day, is what guides me and my views. And some people might say, oh, well, are you an ideologue? And I think that's quite unfair, because of course one has to adjust one's beliefs to the reality, to the situation. But if you don't have any foundations there in the first place, it's very hard to tackle any situation at all. And in my view is, if you stick to your beliefs in freedom of the individual, in individualism, in belief that the individual should come above the state, that we are all better when the state is a servant, not a master, then I think that you will continue to thrive and continue to grow. Thank you very much.